The Brian Golf Show is, for all intents and purposes, back. Little hiatus. We're going to get into exactly why that was, why we took a little bit of a break from the podcast, and what we've been up to, including launching our own custom fitting boutique in our hometown of Fleming Island, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville, Florida. That's what Mel and I are going to get into next.
The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
So as I mentioned, I guess the elephant in the room, and the room that we are in is one that we're going to talk a lot about here, probably like the next 20 minutes or something like that. And that is that we took a little bit of a break from this podcast to kind of refocus our energy, start working on building what we've been trying to build this entire time. It's Brian and my wife, Mel, in here to basically give, and I don't know how we do this, but we basically give a little bit of a rap sheet and a recap of how we got to where we're at, which is we own a store.
Well, and I was going to say, I hate the, we're back. I hate, we never were gone. We needed a little time off. We were always here. We just needed a little time off to focus on what we'd been working on, which is our golf boutique.
We just didn't want to do the podcast because it was going to be half-assed.
Right. It was either we were going to be all or nothing, and we couldn't be all while we were doing the construction and the build out and everything. We knew that we wanted to, we had the podcast in our office at the house, and that was no longer when we were doing the build out at the building. And so it was kind of half in, half out, and we didn't want to do that. So it was like, okay, we knew we wanted the podcast stuff at the shop. We've got it set up super cool. so it was just kind of like, okay, until we can do it there, we just need to, you know, cool our jets a little bit.
Which we were supposed to have video of this. My whole rule is we're going to launch this. We're going to have video of every episode.
It's not set up just
but
yet.
But it is.
It's like half-assed.
No, it is.
And I don't like it half-assed.
You didn't. No, your face is half-assed right now.
No, it's not. I got ready today.
What?
I
no, that got, is not why.
That's nasty.
We are.
That's nasty.
That was your idea. I did not put those words in your mouth.
I didn't say my face was half-assed. Oh, I just said I didn't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Same thing.
He's saying my
I think anyone listening is going to know exactly what it meant by when you said that. So, all right. So how do we begin? I guess we have to go back to last time we did any kind of podcast on this. I was talking to Johnny Wonder on Golf WRX.
That happens a lot.
I feel like he mentions my name on his podcast every other day. So we got to start strong with some Johnny mention. But I was having that podcast, and at the time we were doing what we're doing now, but out of the garage. I was building golf clubs out of the garage, obviously not fitting anybody. One, COVID was a bigger deal than, I don't want to say that it's not as big of a deal now, but obviously like we have a better handle of things now than we did back in, you know, June, July, and whatnot.
I think around us too, it's a little different. We live in a really little area compared to some of the other areas of town. So I don't think we see it as much. I mean, we went to the town center last, you know, earlier in the week. And I think when we went out there, we were like, oh my God. Like
the world is shut down still?
Like, what is going on? Like, I thought everything was open because everything around us is pretty open. Everybody's still super cautious, obviously. They wear their masks when they need to, but it's pretty normal around our parts. So yeah.
Yeah. So it was, but there was a time where it was a little worse off, and that would be kind of back when we were just moving and we took over the building that we're in July 1st. So let's go to July 1st. We take over this business. It was called Arlette's Place. It was like a mom and pop home goods in a sense. Like, it was all like decorative, you know, nice custom decorative, basically like whatever we are to Dick's Sporting Goods, Arlette was too.
Yeah, it was like a high end, like home decor shop. Yeah.
So we took that lease, and it gave us an opportunity to kind of come in and take over a space that already had concrete floors, already had these raised ceilings with this industrial look that we liked. But I think our simulator came on day one. Our sign got put up on day one.
Yeah, okay. So sign went up, sim came in, and then
it just sat there. Because
we weren't ready.
Because we legit thought we were going to be doing like basic fittings, like, yeah, if you want to come in and
no,
like,
I opened your schedule and you're like, what have you done to me?
What has
happened?
But
I thought in my mind we were going to be ready. We took over, and then I think I said like the third week in July I opened your schedule because we only had a wall to put up and a couple other little things. And I'm like, that's not going to take us long. But we had some issues with a contractor that slowed us down. And then there were some other issues. And so we were set back. And then, you know, it was just us doing it at that point. And my parents were working. They were helping us do everything. So things took us longer than expected. And it happens. But I'm glad that it did. It allowed us to kind of get through the loop, which was happening, a battle at the loop.
Forced in.
So it kind of it forced us to get through that event before opening our doors, because we didn't really want to open our doors and then leave for that event anyways. And now here, okay, we've been open for a week, and then now we're shutting down for a week.
Not
so it all worked out good. It wasn't ideal. It wasn't what, you know, we had in our perfect realm of how things were going to happen, but it happened exactly how it should have.
Well, and it also gave us time to come up with some ideas. So, you know, like the original idea and how we were going to set this store up, because the store sat for what, maybe 2 weeks. We're like, where we're sitting here, the front of house,
it was so anxious.
Like off to the side, and it was sitting there, and we were building this
wall. Like, we're not doing anything. Yeah. Nothing's getting done.
I wanted to put things where they go. Like, I wanted to get the simulator up, and you're like, we're not even done painting. We're not done with the drywall. We're not going to get this up. And I'm like, I want to hit golf balls. I want to start working with GC Quad and Foresight, and I want to start getting that going.
I'm like, no, you've got to fit in a week. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
So thankfully, nobody really cared too much about that, and they were still, like, they were waiting for us whenever we were ready.
Yeah, and look, some people wanted to come regardless. They were like, look, I don't care what you have, what's going on. I just want to get in the doors. I want to see what it's about, which was fun, too, you know, to have some guinea pigs. Some were friends, some weren't, and to hear the feedback was really good, I think, for those first couple of weeks of, you know, our thing is, okay, what could we change? What can we do better? What could make you more comfortable? We're still going through that process.
Yeah. But, well, I can say, like, most of like the pegboard wall and like the TVs, like that came out of conversations with friends helping us out.
Yeah. I mean, I always knew I wanted the pegboard. Jones does an incredible display at the PGA show every year. And when I saw their display 2 years ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't know when I'm ever going to need this, but I'm like filing it in my brain, and I know one day I'm going to need it. And when we were like, okay, we're going to do the store, there was no, I'm like, nope, done. Getting a pegboard. I'd got on Etsy, and I was like, because it's not like a normal pegboard, obviously. It's not like a garage pegboard, but I knew I could find it. And Jones was super helpful with like telling us like, what size are your pegs? What do you need for this? What do you need that? So that was really helpful. But yeah, shout out Jones for your amazing creativity on that, because it's clutch.
Well, and we had the sim in the box. We got GC Quad from Foresight Sports, which that was always going to be the plan. But I didn't quite know how I was going to make it all work. How was I going to get my computer to communicate with the projector and all of this? And then it was like, all right, well, now when I've got, so we come up, we're going to use Chromecast. And then it was like, all right, well, I need a monitor for them to see it. And the next thing you know, we're buying more TVs and more TVs. And now we have a TV up here up front. And like, you know, it's like, what do we have all these two? We have five TVs in our front up here. And three of them all run on Foresight. One of them runs off the front desk. And the other one's, you know, an actual TV up front above the beer cooler. But, you know, so a lot of weird things that in the way they happen, but they came together greatly for us. We teamed up with Sin Lawn here in Jacksonville to do our putting green, and we actually turned it in from what was going to be just a small putting green into...
It was never small in my book.
It was always
really big, and Brian's like, no, that is ridiculously massive. We will never be able to do something that big.
They did it.
I got my way.
Yeah, Mel pushed for it. And when you say, you know, hey, we can do this, I believe you.
I wanted as much ground to be green as we could. And we're not done. I mean, we started with this back section. Matt and his guys were incredible. I just kept moving the cash register up a little more and more and more. And it just kept giving us more room for the putting green. But we started out just with the back section. And we are going to add to the front eventually. But yeah, no, we have more putting green than I think most golf courses, it seems like.
No, it's good though. And like, what I like is how we were able to, if you've seen pictures on Instagram, we were able to frame our bay. So we were able to take what comes in Sim in a Box from Foresight, and we were able to kind of make it look like it was a custom job, you know, through us. And Definitely has changed the experience when hitting balls and all of that, because, you know, before people would hit balls, and these are the things we've learned, somebody would hit a golf ball and their tee would go flying. You just hear like ting, 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 like all over the concrete floor. And we're like, oh God. Now tees still kind of fly around a little bit, but at least they're softened a little by the grass and the putting green. And we got, Edley's working on his director of first impressions. He had
a couple of bad weeks.
He barks at everybody that comes by. So he's been not quite here. If you're unfamiliar,
baby steps.
Edley's our dog. He's currently in Mel's lap. If we were doing video, if Mel looked good and had her makeup on today, then we would totally be able to have video
makeup
right now.
On. But
with that being said,
if I look that bad,
no, it's just the way you talked about not having video. She's like, oh God, kibosh.
I'm going to take a picture and post it because he's acting like I look like.
Well, you horrible. Said it. You said it to me. So, all right. So here's the thing. Challenges. What were some of the things that we had to overcome to make this happen that's kind of worth sharing? Like, what are some of the things, in your opinion, that it's kind of unbelievable that we're where we're at today versus where we were 3 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was all really scary. Going out by yourself is never something that's easy, especially it's definitely something we've always planned and we've always wanted and knew in the future that we would get there. We got there way quicker than we expected, the way that everything just kind of fell into place. And we knew it was like, okay, well, if we're going to do it, like, now's the time, you know. Financially, we were in a good place. We weren't in the greatest of places. But you know, going through the whole loan process and, you know, that didn't go our way. We did it all in the middle of COVID. So obviously people weren't eager to shell out money for new businesses during COVID. So, you know, that was a struggle to sit down and kind of decide on if we really were going to kind of invest everything that we had to make this work. But in doing that, I think in the end, we are so much better off because it really is all on us. We don't have,
yep.
I mean, we have stuff to fall back on, obviously, financially, personally, but I mean, we did it and we have been so blessed and things have, thankfully, we have some of the most amazing partners that have really supported us in this, just brands and whatnot that have stood behind us. I mean, truthfully, like without True Sports and stuff, like people like that,
yeah,
we wouldn't have been able to do half the stuff that we're doing, truly.
Yeah, we've had a lot of support from shaft manufacturers, you know, just everyone on the wall from, you know, Acro Project X, True Temper, Aerotech to the guys at Mitsubishi working with us, you know, TPT, Patterson. We've been really blessed with people that just, they want us fitting their product. And
well, yeah, it's very much, we believe what you're doing. We believe in what you're doing. You know, we believe in you and Mel. And, you know, we just, if we can do anything to help the process and kind of ease it for you guys a little bit financially, their biggest thing is we know you're going to sell it. If it's on the wall, we know it's going to sell. We just, you know, so it's been really great. They're like, we'll just get it there and we know we're going to get our money back.
Yeah. Type well, deal. And fitting wise, I can tell you right now, I have officially, LAGP is another one. I've officially.
Yeah, what's this? Is that a Nemesis? Is that new on the top
no,
row?
No, Villain. Yeah. Villain. VA. So Victor got the Nemesis up there. I got that one in. Yeah, I got, because I really think it's a good shot for some people. And so I got some sleighs from Victor as well. And I've officially sold every brand that has come in, you know, yeah. Meaning a fit. I've not only sold like custom builds that people have reached out to me, but I've actually fit people into each product. So it's a kind of a testament to the people that we've brought in and the people that, or the companies and their product.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. The wall is full. I mean, I
don't have much
room. It is full and we now have to create another wall, which is incredible because I truly was like, oh God, it might take us a little while to fill this. Well, it's full.
It's, which is funny to me because I didn't think I was going to get to
more
that point.
Club Connects.
Yeah. Club Connects. Yeah. So one of the biggest expenses is obviously, you know, buying your demos and buying the product, the adapters to go in those demos, like the Club Connects. And Mel loves stroking that check. Loves that one. She told me yesterday, stop spending money. stop ordering things. I'm like, we constantly need to order things because we constantly.
Just always wants money from me,
y'all. Cost of business.
Always.
Cost of doing business.
I need more money. I need more money.
Yeah.
Well, now I know how he feels.
That's basically it, right?
So actually, I don't ask. I just do it.
Yeah. So, you know, with all that being said, we're just now getting into fits. The past couple of weeks has been good. We opened up August 11th. So right when we got back from Forest Dunes, an amazing event that we put on with Steez and Tees. And I'm laughing. Nick Paquet just said, is it Battle at the Beach weekend yet? He just DM'd me. He has no idea we're doing this right now. So we had an amazing time at Forest Dunes. We'll get in that just in a bit because we do want to talk about events and all that. Because of this,
yeah, quickly, we won't keep you long. It's going to be a short pod.
Yep. No, like that being said, getting into the fits, we've had some great successes already. People coming from, we've had some families in Georgia coming down, you know, the Connells, the Lemieux coming down from Georgia. It's like, and then finding great results. Every single person we found great results with so far. And I think even though that's the point, it's different when it's your own.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wait a second. It's working. Like, yeah. We got it. And then getting text messages from players, whether I've built the clubs, you know, I've set my favorite thing so far is, you know, a couple of the dudes, like, I'm trying to think, I don't remember Clayton's friend and Ryan's friend that they played with.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
at the Brown Cup.
Mark, I don't know, but man, it was like three dudes with these custom built Muras, all different shafts, different specs, everything. All a different head. One had the, you know, 501s. The next one had the Baby Blaze. The next one had the MBs. And like posting that picture has this sense of pride, like that what we're doing is
well.
Is
and
working.
I was gonna. It's funny that you said that because I was gonna say something about so many people. You know, they come in, they get fit, or they just get something from you. It works. It's fantastic. They're excited. They tell a friend, and then you know they see it work for their friend, and it's kind of like one of those things where it was like, oh my God, it's not just me. Like this actually like they see it continuing, and then they have this like sense of pride of, oh my God, I sent you to this person and it worked just as good for you. Like, you know, so it's really cool to see how excited other people get. We get excited obviously because this is our baby, but when other people get excited about it, it's a really cool feeling.
Yeah. I've just been getting such good texts, you know, the kind of texts a fitter, anyone that's a fitter in the industry and, you know, sell somebody equipment or a product that helps improve their game. Maybe as an instructor, you know, you might be talking about somebody, you know, getting lessons and seeing improvements in their game, and they share that with you, that feedback. You know, just getting like Chuck hit me up and he's texting me. He's like, man, I'm literally flying it 20 yards further. And then, you know, Tyler Lancaster, our buddy, got fit for, and this is, I love saying this because, you know, like a lot of people think you're just going to put him in the most expensive thing. And if I'm not mistaken, Tyler thought he was going to be spending a few hundred extra dollars on his driver, fit him into a TaylorMade Sim Max, and the most affordable aftermarket shaft on my wall, the Acura I-Series. And, you know, like not that's what worked. And to see it happen in the fitting bay and then all of a sudden get a text message when he went up to North Carolina and played with it for the first time. He's like, dude, I hit 12 of 14 fairways. I kept waiting for that one big miss hit and it just never happened. Like hearing that and getting that success it's why we do what we do. And it's hopefully a testament to what we can do for you, whether it's an in-person fitting or we're just building your dream set of golf clubs. You know, sitting here on Labor Day recording this pod and a couple orders coming in, and that's exactly what it is. People sending me off their specs, and whether it's a, you know, I think Steele's doing a Sim UDI with a Tensi Blue, and, you know, it's like to just put up that kind of combo and build it for him and know that he's going to get it and love it is just one of the coolest things. And then, you know, we got Jake who's going to get some P770s, maybe a P7MC combo set or something with some KBS TGIs. Like, it's just cool to be able to do that from afar. And, you know, once we ship these sticks out, see it all come to fruition. Which is one of our guys, God, who was it? I forget his name, I screenshotted it. He just joined Bay Hill.
Oh, the hole-in-one guy.
He got a hole-in-one. Yeah, here it is. What's his name? Adam Carlson White, I believe. Adam got a hole-in-one with some Cobra One Links
first
that I built for him.
It's pretty cool.
At Bay Hill. That's so things like that, man, those are happening. And, you know, so it's cool to know that it's happening, whether people are here or from afar.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good sense of pride for us. So we're in business. We're getting ready to, as we're going to talk a little bit about events. We are getting ready to take off for a few days. It'll be kind of interesting to put up a sign that says, hey, we're hosting, you know, some players at Innisbrook Golf Resort here for a few days, and that our doors are going to be closed. But cool nonetheless. So if you have listened to the podcast in the past, you know, we talked a little bit about Battle at the Bay, how it was going to be in Vegas, and then we announced that we were moving it to Tampa. Well, that is here already. And after a successful weekend at Forest Dunes, Battle at the Loop, that was an amazing time. We're at a point where we're starting to fill up this field for our year-end event, the Invitational at Victoria National. And it's just like, even though COVID put a little bit of a kibosh on the amount of players we were going to have, it's been really rewarding to see this all come to fruition.
Yeah, and Battle at the Loop is one that I was like, the least excited about. I'm like, going to the middle of nowhere in Michigan? Like, who does that? Why would anybody want to do that? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And we got there, and it was by far my favorite event. We've been to the beach, we've been here, we've been there, but there was just something really special about being in the middle of nowhere and not I think it's because some of the other events, there's always so much to do because there's the beach, there's the pool, there's this, there's that.
Badass restaurants.
And this is literally just golf.
Yeah.
And cabins. So it was like, if you're not golfing, you're enjoying like being in the middle of the woods, because you are, and nothing around you. It was just quiet. It was awesome. I mean, our group wasn't quiet, but it was a really cool, and for me, it may be because I've just never experienced that type of trip, because everything's been very resorty, you know what I mean, that we've done, or that anything we go to, it's like, they've got to have a spa, they've got to have this. So to kind of go off the grid, it was by far the coolest. Before we even left there, I had already rebooked for next year, because I love it that much. And I don't even know that I can wait to go back till next year, because it was cool to just have nothing else to do but golf and hang out with friends. Like, there's nothing else, no distractions. You just sat on the patio. The weather was great. The property is just absolutely beautiful. I mean, there were deer walking up to our room. It was cool.
Yeah. Well, and for the golf side of things, like the Loop is, and you didn't play, but you saw it, and you probably saw a golf course that you've never even seen before.
It was the coolest thing ever. I mean, it took a little bit to, like, for me, I'm like driving around and I'm like, wait a minute, do I go this way? It was a little confusing just because you play it two different directions. Yeah. Obviously in that day you play it in that one direction, but it gets a little confusing, but it's the coolest thing ever.
So if you are unaware, the Loop at Forest Dunes is you play the black course and it's clockwise. And then the next day you play the red and you play it counterclockwise. So basically the 18th green is the 18th green every day, except black number one is red number 18.
I know, it's a lot. When you say that, it's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Black 18 is red number one, and they can play completely different, where it might be a par five on one direction. It could be a par four, par three in the next direction. And so things like that.
So many grown men were like giddy. It was cool. It was awesome.
It was one of the coolest things. And then Forest Dunes, the Forest Dunes Golf Club is just gorgeous. Very foresty, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean,
awesome.
It says. And it's like
absolutely beautiful out
your
there.
Normal bent grass Midwest golf course, but pretty amazing nonetheless. And then obviously we're coming up on Battle at the Bay, which is at Innisbrook. So two rounds on the Copperhead course, a round on the island, and a round on the south, which I've never played the south before. When we had the Stableford there, we played the north.
Well, I think some of the guys at the last event last year, they went out, they got rained out halfway through, but they all had a blast. I mean, they were on another level.
I think the south course is actually fun. So we're going to do two-man scramble on that one and really try and have some fun and make some birdies. So we've got that coming up. After that event, we will know. So the design of the Invitational is four teams, three winning teams from our three battle events, and then the wild card team all get to go to Victoria National and play.
So that field will be set after next weekend.
So Jared and Chet from Battle at the Beach, they are committed to Battle at the Beach next year, but unfortunately, due to personal scheduling, Jared works in the golf industry, and the golf industry is
Chet's having a baby,
booming, and then Chet's having a baby like the week of. So they are missing out. But we've got Jason and Matt, who won Forest Dunes, our winners of Battle at the Bay.
Yeah, and then we'll have two wild card teams that will go.
And so one of those teams right now, it looks like it's kind of locked up. It's probably going to be Chris Boylan and Johan Seo. And the reason why I say that's locked up is I'm saying them two together probably are going to be locked up. What we're doing is, since Chet and Jared can't make it, we're doing the team that got second with the most wild card points.
Correct.
Is earning their spot. So Johan and Chris will probably be playing, and then Todd Sabach will be playing with somebody. I don't know who, because there's a couple
just
players.
Depends on how it shakes out next weekend.
There's a couple players at Battle at the Bay that could come in and sneak that final spot for Vocational. So I made the commitment that I was not going to play in the event, the Vocational, as a wild card, because that's just unfair.
Yeah, you had to win, because you play in every event anyways.
I'm in every event.
Yeah.
So I would have, and I got second at Battle at the Loop.
It'll be nice to go to an event and have some help, like, while people are playing. So if he doesn't win, I'm not sad about it, because it'll be good to have some extra hands on deck.
But D-Hunt and I are coming for blood.
I would love to see Daniel be able to go to Vocational. It would be really cool.
He'd ship bricks.
It would be really cool.
He'd literally ship bricks. But him and I would both shoot a million at Victoria National.
Moving past that, we then have Players Cup, which obviously is a closed event. We then go no events until March of next year, Battle at the Beach, which that's almost sold out. We announced it yesterday. I think as of last night, we had 11 team spots left. And then one team signed up today. So I think we officially have 10 team spots left for that event. And I know that that one will go super quick. Moving into 2021, our event schedule is going to look a little different. We are going to have that. And then Forest Dunes will be our other big event. And then we're just going to do a bunch of the Steez meets. It kind of allows us to not have to shut the store down for as long, but yet we still get to meet new people, travel around. Because really, we love doing that. That's why we started the events. Yeah. We love the relationships and getting to meet people. So many people reach out and they're like, Brian, let's play golf. And it's almost impossible. So we did these so that people could start playing golf with him and just start meeting the people, you know, within our network. So that's been great. So we're going to do more of the Steez meets.
Like Bay Hill. Bay Hill.
It was a little more affordable because there's nothing that, you know, comes along with it. There's no dinners. There's no this. It's literally, this is how much it is. We go and we play golf. So more of those. So if you're looking to get an event, there's only going to be two of those next year, and that's Battle at the Beach and then Battle at the Loop, so Florida and Michigan. So that's your two options. If you're going to do it, I'd do it quick. The Loop, I think there's...
Because we're only doing 20 players max, which means 10 teams max.
We already have 11 players signed up for that, so there's only 8 spots left for that. So
who's the person that signed up that needs a partner? Me?
Yeah, you don't have a partner.
Me.
I didn't know if I could say that.
Yeah, wait. I think I have a partner.
I'm looking at Brian like,
I need to find a partner. I think I got a partner.
As soon as Brian says he doesn't have a partner, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
I think Ryan and I will try and run. We'll try and make another run at it. We'll go at it next year. So that's really it. I mean, as far as events go, Steez meets are going to be fun.
Yeah.
We'll maybe go to some cooler courses. The whole point of those, you know, it comes down to, we don't need a ton of players.
No.
You know, we just don't. You know, it can just be whatever.
When there's too many of y'all, it's just overwhelming for me trying to babysit a bunch of you grown men.
And that's what I wanted to talk. I did want to touch up on. So, like, Battle at the Beach, I feel like, because locally, I feel like we're going to get more players. I feel like...
He wants to go to 60, and I won't let it happen.
It's going
to
fill up already. There's only 10 teams.
Well, you get in or you don't. You shit or you get off the pot, buddy.
I think...
Brian's not good at that, so that's why he struggles.
I think I want more for Battle at the Beach, especially since we're only doing that one in Battle at the Loop. Because Battle at the
Loop... We're going to agree to disagree, and you're going to go with what I say.
You know what? If 10 extra teams come in, you're not going to say shit.
No, we don't have the space. I reserved what I reserved. Like, That's it. That's what's done is done.
That's messed up. So, all right. So moving forward, here's the deal. Here's the schedule. Tuesdays, we're going to drop a pod every Tuesday. Yep. It's, you know, I've kind of talked to Mel a little bit about it, and we're kind of both on the front of interviews over the phone, maybe once in a while, you know, somebody more or less, we just want to get people in here. And if we're going to ever do an interview, it's going to be an in-person interview here, because it's a special occasion, and, hopefully we'll have a coinciding video on YouTube. And that'll be the next big thing. But
I'll make sure I do my bank up better for you, apparently.
It was you. Like, she's putting it on me. No. You started that crap when you said, no, I'm not doing it.
Anyways, so, pods on Tuesday.
Pods on Tuesday. It's going to be me and Mel, or me by myself talking golf equipment. I'm hoping it's Mel. I mean, that's the whole, I really just want it to be Mel.
We'll go live. We'll do some live ones because those are fun. When we did a couple of those are fun. But the shop is closed Sunday, Monday. So that gives us some time to focus on pod Sunday, Monday.
So the next one will be recapping Battle at the Bay, and looking forward to what's going on, because there's some new equipment releases. We're not going to ditch equipment. That's obviously our bread and butter. So there's some new equipment releases coming. We just unveiled the new Titleist driver. So
yeah, I think a little RDX top.
Uh-huh. Those are kind of a hot commodity. We have a bunch of those we got to go through, because, let's just say Project X hooked it up. I feel like tour truck number 2.
We're doing a giveaway here soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, speaking of our 2K whatever.
Steez fam. Yeah. Our society on 2K.
Yes.
The person that doesn't play is sitting here.
I said RDX, and I started thinking we're going to work our way into doing prizes and stuff that go along with those. So we do have an Xbox society and a PlayStation society. So you don't have to pick and choose if you have one or the other, whatever. So make sure you join those, play your rounds weekly, and we are gonna start giving away some really cool prizes.
I'm on the PS4, so choose wisely.
We'll do prizes for both. Like, it's not like, oh, this week we'll do PlayStation. We're going to do both every week, maybe every 2 weeks, depending on how we run the tournaments.
That's the goal. All right, Ellie says it's time to go. So Tuesday, we're going to talk. We'll talk Battle at the Bay, and looking forward to the U.S. Open, which is just weird being now and not in June. So it's
golf is so weird.
It's exciting. It's exciting, but good to be back on the pod, and hope to talk to you about it, see what you guys are wanting from this, and see if we can get something going on here at the studio, where we can do a monthly open house, and we can do podcast live from the open house, and we can have you on the pod, and that's
important. We're gonna do monthly skins games at Fleming Island. So we're trying to kind of figure out right now what's going to be the best day. We know not everybody can make it during the week, and then we know a lot of people can't make it during the weekend. So we're trying to figure out if like a Sunday mid afternoon is best, maybe a Monday. We can always do it like a Thursday night. It'd have to be 5:30 game. So we'll put some feelers out. We're going to send some emails out, kind of see what everybody's feel is. We want to accommodate everybody. We know we can't accommodate everybody, but we're going to do our best. If we have to rotate it, every other month is this day or whatever. We want to be able to get everybody that wants to join to be able to join. So just know we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen.
Our dog is so sad. He wants the ball in the hole. So
he's got his face just on the cup.
Oh my God. All right, Edley, let's go. Bye-bye. Oh, that got his attention. All right, so Tuesdays, we'll talk to you then.